Test 5. Listening. Part 4.
Now turn to Part 4, questions 20 to 25. Look at the 6 sentences for this part. You will hear a conversation between a teenage boy, Jack, and his mother about accommodation for Jack at university. Decide if each sentence is correct or incorrect. If it is correct, put a tick in the box under A for yes. If it is not correct, put a tick in the box under B for no. You now have 20 seconds to look at the questions for Part 4. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
What are you going to do about accommodation at university next year, Jack?
I'm not sure, really.
How long have you got to decide?
Well, there's plenty of time. I don't need to tell the accommodation office until the end of this term. I have to say if I want to stay in my university room or whether I'm leaving to share a house with some friends.
I think it's better to stay in the university room. It's near to your classes and it's comfortable.
I'm not sure. I think I'd prefer to share a house with some friends.
But you'll have to cook your own meals and you won't always have time for that, especially when you have exams.
I'd like to make my own meals. And anyhow, the food at the university isn't always very good.
Well, we have to think about how much it will cost. There'll be extra bills to pay if you share a house. I'm sure it'll be more expensive.
If it's more, I can work longer in the summer and help pay some of the rent.
But do you really want to do that? Don't you want a holiday?
I don't mind. I just think it's time to move out of the university room. And it's so small. There's hardly enough space for all my things. I know I can get something bigger in a shared house.
But who will you share with? And what about actually finding a house to rent?
I've already spoken to one of my friends and he knows of a place to rent. I'm sure we can sort something out quite easily.
Well, it seems you've already decided.
Now listen again.
What are you going to do about accommodation at university next year, Jack?
I'm not sure, really.
How long have you got to decide?
Well, there's plenty of time. I don't need to tell the accommodation office until the end of this term. I have to say if I want to stay in my university room or whether I'm leaving to share a house with some friends.
I think it's better to stay in the university room. It's near to your classes and it's comfortable.
I'm not sure. I think I'd prefer to share a house with some friends.
But you'll have to cook your own meals and you won't always have time for that, especially when you have exams.
I'd like to make my own meals. And anyhow, the food at the university isn't always very good.
Well, we have to think about how much it will cost. There'll be extra bills to pay if you share a house. I'm sure it'll be more expensive.
If it's more, I can work longer in the summer and help pay some of the rent.
But do you really want to do that? Don't you want a holiday?
I don't mind. I just think it's time to move out of the university room. And it's so small. There's hardly enough space for all my things. I know I can get something bigger in a shared house.
But who will you share with? And what about actually finding a house to rent?
I've already spoken to one of my friends and he knows of a place to rent. I'm sure we can sort something out quite easily.
Well, it seems you've already decided.
That is the end of Part 4. You now have 6 minutes to check and copy your answers onto the answer sheet. You have one more minute. That is the end of the test.